50 years ago this month, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke at the Southern Christian Leadership Conference annual convention in Atlanta.
This is our hope for the future. With this faith, we will be able to sing in some not too distant tomorrow with a cosmic past tense. We have overcome. We have overcome. Deep in my heart, I did believe we would overcome.
Atlanta's Hyatt Regency Hotel opened in 1967 and hosted the SCLC conference that year. One conference planner was civil rights icon and journalist Zernona Clayton. We recently met up with her at the Hyatt in Atlanta.
This hotel means a lot to me because now I still see in my mind's eye clearly the day he and I were standing out here on the corner. We were knocked out. We had a luncheon over at this little hotel that's no longer there, and I built right behind the hotel here. And I had planned a luncheon, and there were white people at the luncheon. People had come here to visit Dr. King. You know, that was part of my many jobs, is to arrange for special events for Dr. King's guests. I planned this luncheon, knew that all my details were in order, but nothing went right. They threw the food out, it was all cold. Just everything went wrong. Dr. King kept saying, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" He said, "Well, let's call the manager because we can find out what the problem is because we're getting poor service, poor everything." The manager came and Dr. King told him we were unhappy, and then it said, and the Dr. King asked one question, "What seems to be the problem?" The manager's response was, "You. You are the problem. You come here and bring these colored people and white people sitting down together and eat, and we don't like it." And then he said, "Well, I hope I haven't insulted you." Dr. King said, "Oh, no, you've given me an enthused moment. I'm going out now and see to it. This will never happen again, that blacks and whites should be able to sit down and meet and greet and eat wherever they want to." So once they threw us out, we were standing outside the hotel on the street, and he looked over here, and this building was under construction. It was going to open in a few months. And he said, "Well," to me, just the two of us, he said, "Well, I guess all we have to do now is look forward to this hotel, that will be our hotel of hope, that we hope they'll do the right thing. We hope they won't treat us like these people just treat us. So we'll just hope that they'll be, you know, treat us right and equally." And that was, I remember that so vividly. And of course, the hotel, as it was planning to open, we decided we'd give them an opportunity to see if they were what we hoped it would be. So my job was to help plan the convention, which was coming up, the annual convention of SCLC. And I came over here to talk to them about our details. And Dr. King said, "And let me know how they treat you." So I went back and told them I got good treatment, and they were kind and courteous and wonderful and warm. And that's how we ended up getting here to our convention. That was August of 50 years ago.
That's civil rights icon and former journalist Zernona Clayton. She shared her memories of planning Dr. King's last SCLC conference. He was killed less than a year later.